Finally, we can try to identify ancestry from the skeleton. It's important to note that we are not talking about race, which is a social construct with little basis in biology. How we define black, white, etc. is highly variable culturally and has no real biological basis. Anthropologists thus prefer to talk about ancestry, the biogeographical history that is found in our DNA as well as in our bones. These inherited markers are due to mutational changes that gradually accumulate and differentiate populations over time. The bones of the skull may express inherited features from one generation to the next. By comparing a skull's measurements with data from populations worldwide, scientists can statistically evaluate that individual's relationship to a world group. Individuals with Native American ancestry have proportionally wider faces and shorter, broader cranial vaults. Individuals with European ancestry tend to have straight facial profiles and narrower faces with projecting, sharply angled nasal bones. Individuals with sub-Saharan African ancestry generally show greater facial projection in the area of the mouth, wider distances between the eyes, and a wider nasal cavity.